and oh so blue. I always thought that you would love me. I don't know what I should do. Do do.
Saturday evening to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here on this, once again, our abbreviated promotional show for Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio. I am your host, Maria Wall. And I hope you guys have had a really, really great, great week. And I hope you have an even better week this coming week. With that said, we're going to jump right into our 15-minute promotional show just to bring you up to speed on a few of our upcoming guests and activities. On September the 3rd, we will have Bishop Otto Hines. He's the author of Why Women Act Out. He'll be joining us to talk to us about his new book. He has counseled many women over the years, and he put together an interesting book to enlighten us on some of their situations they've been through. I know when I bring up the title alone, a lot of people are automatically up in arms, but I think you'll hear a very interesting show on September the 3rd. And my special guest will be Bishop Otto Hines. And coming up 2 weeks after that, on September the 17th, I'll have a returning guest from last season. Alice McCall will be joining me. She's the author of Wellness Wisdom. It's a reference book for natural health and healing. She is a lady who has survived cancer, and she did it with holistic healing, and great lady, wonderful book. If you're tired of taking all of the medications that these pharmaceuticals are giving us, because usually they fix one problem and they cause us to have another anyway, her book has a lot of ideas in there to help you deal with a lot of health issues, and it'll help you heal naturally, as opposed to these man-made drugs and things that are making the pharmaceutical companies and their investors very wealthy. And you know, right now in this day and age, anything that can help us to stay healthy while saving some money is welcome. And of course, her date is to be announced, but Pat Holland Connor, the author of Doorways to Significance, Finding Peace, Power, and Passion, will be joining me. And you know, so many times the issue comes up, especially in the African American race, of the struggle between the lighter skin and dark skin. And she is a African American lady who grew up with white skin many years ago, in a time when that was something that was frowned upon. So she's going to be sharing her story. And of course, I'll keep you updated on when she will be my special guest. And if you have not already heard, on October 22nd of this year, 2011, I will be hosting the second annual Healing Through Hurt Women's Motivational Summit. And this year, the theme is all about loving yourself. So you gotta love yourself. But it's U-G-L-Y. So we're going to get ready to embrace our ugly. So just remember, you got to love yourself. And this year, I will be speaking as one of the lead speakers this year. So I look forward to seeing all of you at that time. I believe that as a host and a speaker, I like to be very hands-on and get the crowd involved. So I'm very interactive with the crowd. So we're going to have fun this year. We're going to have a table set up. If you need to have your nails freshen up, bring your girlfriend, bring your daughters, bring your husbands if you like, or your significant other. Let them paint your nails or you paint theirs. We're going to have some other speakers, and we're just going to have a really great time putting it all aside for a couple of hours to learn how to love ourselves or to remember to love ourselves. And this is our second annual Healing Through Hurt Women's Motivational Summit, and I hope you all come out for that. It's going to be great, and we may be bringing on during this time while I'm preparing for the summit. I may have on some guest hosts, so I'll be sending out announcements about that as well. And if you can hear the music playing in the background, this is Spirit Dreams by Thomas Walker, one of my favorite CDs for this Healing Through Hurt, and of course the Sunday morning meditation, which you can join me on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for a Sunday morning meditation, which is 15 minutes of stress relief and release. Leave everything behind for just 15 minutes, and you'd be surprised how well having that 15 minutes to yourself can help your well-being for the rest of the week. So join me here on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. This week, our inspirational thought is all about hope. And my inspirational verse is from Romans 12:12. So anyway, I hope to see you here tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. for Healing Through Hurt's Sunday morning meditation. And as always, this is just our abbreviated show, as I said. So, once again, if you all would ever need to or have a desire to speak with myself, with me, or any member of my staff for that matter, our phone number is 202-618-2556. And if you'd like to write to me via snail mail, our address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And of course, if you'd like to send me a personal email, my email address is mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. And yes, as always, I still answer each and every email personally. And now I'm doing my best to return each and every phone call personally. And usually I still am, but you may get a call from one of our volunteers to let you know that we have received your correspondence and that I will be in touch as soon as I am able. But again, it's going to be delayed right now while we are in preparation mode for the second annual Healing Through Hurt Women's Motivational Summit this year. As I said, coming on October 22nd. And it'll be held at the Randallstown Community Center in Randallstown, Maryland, of course, located at 3505 Resource Drive. And of course, you know, tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the door. And that's a small price to have to pay for getting something for yourself. We will have select vendors there. So if you want to buy yourself something pretty or whatever you see there that you like, feel free. Everything is reasonable. Our vendors are handpicked by me, and they're willing to work with you. because it's all about healing. It's not about, you know, running you into the poorhouse in this economic times. It's about helping us to feel better and to relieve some of the stress that we're carrying around so that we can heal from our hurts and move forward in a positive way. So with that said, as always, I pray each and every one of you enough sunshine to brighten those rainy days you've been having, enough smiles to turn that frown of yours upside down, and enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. And just remember, you can always reach us as well on Twitter at Wall, WALL underscore foundation on Twitter. Or you can like us at Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio on Facebook. And if you want to friend me personally, of course, you can find me under Maria Wall. And you'll know me because you'll see Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio on the site. And there's a picture of my eyes, staring. So you'll know that it's the right Maria Wall site from that. But if you see Healing Through Hurt, you'll know that it's me. With that said, I'm going to turn up the music and let you all just relax for a little while on this Saturday evening. And I hope you got out to enjoy the sunshine today, or even the rain if it was raining where you are. And I hope that you did something positive, not only for yourself, but for someone else today. And remember, Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is a 501c3 community and faith-based nonprofit. So until next time, I pray each and every one of you enough, and I'm going to be quiet now and turn up the music. Again, this is Thomas Walker, the CD of Spirit Dreams. And until next time, be blessed. And remember, you gotta love yourself. See you here tomorrow morning for Sunday morning meditation. Again, I'm your host, Maria Wall, and thank you so much for joining me. Have a great evening.
Mm-hmm.